This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, everybody, welcome into a special edition of the Auburn Live Show. I'm Justin Hokanson. Make sure you go to auburnlive.com and subscribe if you're not a subscriber. Tune into the YouTube channel if you're watching us. Subscribe and turn on notifications for YouTube as well. All right, special edition show. We're talking Auburn and Nike. It is officially official. And with us to talk a little bit is Clint Richardson. You probably know Clint from X. You've probably seen him on there. You've been to the Auburn Uniform Database website. Clint is like an aficionado when it comes to uniforms. Like, he's just his passion. He, yes. I mean, you go to his website, it's cool. There's history of football and baseball and basketball jerseys and pictures of past uniforms and all that cool stuff. So he's just a guy that I wanted to bring on because he keeps track of every little detail when it comes to jerseys and changes and anything it might be. And so he's been obviously super interested and on top of the Under Armour contract and what might happen and all that stuff. So appreciate you joining us, Clint. Let's talk about this move a little bit. Probably, I'd say over the last month, it's sort of been something we expected. I know we reported it. I know we're not the only ones over the last probably month plus that have basically said it's going to be shocked at this point. Something would have to change dramatically if it doesn't happen. Everything's pointing towards Nike. We were just kind of waiting for it to be official. That becomes official, John Cohen's tweet, and then, of course, the quote that Auburn is officially moving to Nike in July 25, I think.
Yes.
10-year deal, John Cohen says. We don't know numbers. We don't know monetary stuff, but 10-year deal, 2025. What were your initial thoughts on the move to Nike? Do you like it?
Yeah. First off, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I mean, just like you said, this has kind of been in the works for the last couple of months, and just – wasn't really a matter of if it was going to happen. It was just when. Some previous history with Auburn and Nike, you know, in 1995, they almost had the deal. It was a handshake deal, but it fell through at the last minute, and Auburn stuck with Russell for a couple more years. But I think it's a good move. I think it puts Auburn where they need to be. You know, the Under Armour deal had kind of soured on a lot of people, especially with the stock options portion of the payment. Under Armour has just gone through a lot of struggles the last couple of years. And as a business, you know, for whatever they're doing up in Baltimore, it's just not seeming to work at times. They had a hard uphill battle from the beginning, and that's kind of what they embraced. But you see just some more struggles, the financials, the endorsements, the quality, just, you know, here and there, it's good one day, it's bad the next day, and it's hard to break into such a strong brand loyalty world that is what Nike and Adidas and a couple of other brands have.
Yeah, I wish this could have happened a decade ago, but better late than never. I wrote a little bit about Adidas, just a quick blurb when I wrote the initial story, and that I think Adidas was under consideration, but I wrote that I don't think they were ever a serious threat to happen. I was told, gosh, a couple of months ago at least, that like Adidas is probably not going to happen for a lot of reasons, one of which being just a cultural fit. Like, it just, Adidas doesn't have, like, Auburn fans and Adidas just don't really have, there's not a good mesh there. So I know people have asked me, like, have asked about Adidas and stuff, and I'm sure they had discussions. John Cohen obviously has a history with Adidas, but that was never really something I think that was under heavy consideration. I don't think that would have worked for Auburn fans. So this thing starts in 2025, which is pretty much when it has to start. Let's talk about timeline a little bit. One of the things I thought about was, I wondered if Auburn potentially could have gotten out of the Under Armour contract early. But even if they did, I'm not sure how that would have worked because it takes time. It's not like tomorrow they got Nike jerseys. So all that stuff takes time. So probably not realistic to get out of that early because you can't just flip a switch, and it takes time for Nike to ramp up making uniforms and stuff. I think from what I understood, it was important for Auburn to handle this whole thing right, because they're still going to have a year with Under Armour, and they still got to get stuff from Under Armour and make sure that that relationship is good until the end. And so I think how Auburn did it was sort of important. You mentioned quality and stuff. What are some things that stood out to you over the years about Under Armour jerseys, shoes, whatever, that you heard or you think added to kind of teams maybe ready to move on? I remember back when they started, there were tons of complaints about cleats and that Under Armour was not ready to make shoes and cleats. Obviously, it's been a long time, so I would assume they got better in that regard. And there were also, I was going to look up a picture. Didn't they have New Balance cleats for a minute?
I don't recall if Auburn did. It's possible. But, you know, even before Under Armour took over in 2005, 2006, Auburn had been wearing Nike cleats previously. Yeah. So there might have been that buffer period where they were in New Balance. That wouldn't be surprising.
But what are some things that you sort of, saw over the years in terms of a quality sort of standpoint that you think Nike does better?
Yeah, I mean, it's from the uniforms to the apparel and everything in between. Just, a lot of people weren't fans of the t-shirts or the designs, which the design's going to come and go, and people are going to have those same gripes regardless of who the manufacturer is. But, I've heard a lot of athletes complain about the cleats, like you mentioned, a lot of injuries that have come from cleat potentials, and just stuff like that. When a lot of people try to rope all of everything into just one bucket, the designs of Under Armour uniforms have, not been the best. When you look at Maryland and their Maryland flag uniforms, or, the old Wounded Warrior red, white, and blue tethered flag uniforms, they design and quality and all these different industries are different aspects of the company, but people just group them together. And, when you start to sour on one aspect of it, people quickly soured on the entire company. And it was, again, just it was a difficult uphill battle regardless of what was going to happen.
Yeah. What are you most excited about from a fan perspective and also somebody that keeps up with this? What are you most excited about in terms of going with Nike? Do you think that this increases the chances of alternate uniforms in obviously you think about football, basketball, but other sports? Is it potentially Jordans? Auburn having access to wearing some Jordans? Is it, what is it? What are some things that you are really, really excited about that you think will be big changes that fans will be pumped about?
I mean, honestly, for me, it's going to be all the details of the uniforms and all the templates that are going to change. I've got to start ramping up producing these new mock-up templates and getting those ready. Yeah. It's really just being part of that ecosystem, I think. When Nike drops the Pegasus running shoes every summer with every single school that they've got, and watching friends and colleagues who track uniforms for their respective schools and having to sit out and miss that, or all the hype around the new Nike football jersey templates, the Vapor Fusions and all that kind of stuff, missing out on that, having something different, having a different hype cycle with the uniforms, having it's the last couple of months it's been difficult to post anything related to the Under Armour uniforms. Just again, people had soured on it and they didn't want to hear anything about it. So the content creation is going to be a lot more enjoyable moving forward, I think. I'm excited to see what new retail items come out, what new designs Auburn and Nike are able to come out with. And, a lot of people are, understandably worried about becoming another Oregon type team with alternates every single week. And, I just have to remind people that, like, anything that ends up on the court or on the field or on the diamond is ultimately chosen by Auburn. Auburn has to sign off on most of those items. So, you're not going to see any changes with the football uniform design-wise. It may or may not increase those chances of the orange alternate jerseys or whatever else may come. It's, there's I know for a fact that Under Armour has pushed alternate uniforms at times, but it's stakeholders at Auburn that have refused to do it. So it depends on who wants to fight it, who wants to let it in, and whatever happens behind those closed doors.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting to see if there's little tweaks that can be made. One of the things that I saw that you commented on and I thought about as well is like where Auburn fell in terms of being valued by Under Armour, right? Because like Maryland is the hometown school, but then they, a few years ago, they went out and got Notre Dame and they got South Carolina and I don't know who else Under Armour had, and then they've added some schools and then they've dropped them within that. But obviously when they added Notre Dame, that was a bigger monetary deal than Auburn's. And so there for a minute, I remember a few years ago thinking like why isn't Auburn sort of the flagship for Under Armour? It didn't always feel like that, but I know throughout this process, Under Armour didn't want to lose Auburn. I know Kevin Plank was here multiple times trying to save this thing. How did you sort of view where Auburn was valued or how Auburn was valued by Under Armour? And do you think any of that played a part in this? Do you think there was any part of John Cohen and Auburn that thought we're not valued like we should, or is this simply, hey, we appreciate the offer, but Nike's Nike. It's just really that simple.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. You know, when Auburn re-signed with Under Armour in 2015 and had, you know, a huge monetary deal with them, you know, it landed at number two because Notre Dame was still number one, and it's hard to fight Notre Dame. But then just a couple of weeks later, Under Armour signed with Wisconsin, and that bumped Auburn to number three. And I think if you look at those schools and where Auburn fell, and you know, orange and blue glasses on that I wear all the time, like Auburn's not a number three school. And especially with a small pool like Under Armour has, like Auburn should have been the flagship school, you know, like you said, or at least number two behind Notre Dame. Even if you look at old, you know, that 2015 contract, Under Armour was required to run Auburn in X amount of national advertisements that I can't recall ever seeing. And, you know, I don't know if Auburn dropped the ball or if Under Armour dropped the ball and, or, you know, where it happened in that contract, but there were a lot of things that just didn't work out. And, you know, I had always told people, like, you know, when you step back and just look at, you know, the contract negotiations and stuff like that, like Auburn has a chance to be one of the top two or three schools under Under Armour, or they could be another fish in the sea with Nike. And we don't have the numbers yet. We don't know how that relationship's going to move forward with this, but you know, there's 90% of college athletics wears Nike, and it's a much larger pool. It's going to be much tougher to get that one-on-one relationship. I had heard that the equipment guys really liked Under Armour just because they were able to pick up the phone and call them and get things fixed if necessary. So it's going to be a big transition for a lot of people in and outside of the athletic department.
Yeah, those are good points. You know, I think the other interesting thing about sort of the deal is obviously fans will like it. And then you start thinking about on the field. Obviously, having a swoosh isn't going to make, you know, help you make a pass or hit a jump shot. I think you immediately go to recruiting. Does Nike help you recruit any better? My own perspective on that is I think a decade ago would have been fantastic for basketball. It doesn't have the same impact as it does now. It helps, but with NIL and the transfer portal, that's evened some of that out. And so, you know, it'll definitely help. You know, you've got players now, you've got Nike specifically that's now signing players in high school for short-term deals. And then of course, when they go to college, they can do it. They can do what they want, but they're for maybe their senior year or maybe junior senior year, you've got players that are Nike athletes. Doesn't mean they're going to stay a Nike athlete in college, but it certainly increases the chances. So it will help NIL and portal though, sort of even some of that out. Football, I think it marginally helps. I think Hugh Freeze said,
"This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
he's never really experienced the apparel being some major factor. Obviously, Nike has brand credibility and street credibility and all that. And so, you know, I think having Nike jerseys and Nike stuff, that's probably cooler to most prospects than Under Armour. It's not going to be the end all be all, but it's a checkbox that it's something you can check to make sure that you're on par with Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, so on, LSU, whatever, that you couldn't before. But I think the recruiting aspect is marginal. Impactful in basketball, definitely, but not the end of the world, but definitely impactful there. What do you have a sort of a take or any thoughts on a recruit that's kind of a little bit outside of your range, but I am curious sort of what you think about how kids view Nike versus Under Armour, like what you've seen.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely defer to you on the recruiting aspect of it, but you know, my talking point since the beginning has been, you know, it may help a little bit, like you said, but if a kid is only going to choose his school based off of the uniform that the team wears, it's probably not a kid you want at your school anyways. You know, if I've got a student who is coming in to recruit and they're asking me about the uniforms, it's just a plus or a minus, but I want that kid and that family to ask about the coaches and the facilities and who's going to help them succeed on and off the court or off the field and in the classroom. You know, I don't want the uniforms to be a top discussion point. You know, it's nice to have the dress up and the swag, you know, if that's what you want to call it, but it's marginal at best, I feel like. But again, you're the recruiting expert here, so I'll defer back to what you said.
Yeah, I think it helps in basketball, certainly, even to the playing field a little bit. But I think what changes is, you know, with the portal, the days of going in basketball specifically, the days of going and having a 5-person class is kind of done. Kentucky's sort of, you know, we'll see now that if Calipari goes to Arkansas, obviously it looks like he is. They still love to do the one and done and get these pro players, but it's just Bruce and that staff's not going to do that anymore. You're not going to have a class of 4 high schoolers, maybe 2, maybe 3, but more like 2. And so you're not going to play in the AAU arena as much. You're going to go try to get a player or two, but you don't need as many where you're having to dip into those teams that are AAU teams run by Adidas or Nike or whoever. You're going to get 1 or 2, and then you're going to go to the portal. And once they're in the portal, there's no Nike or Adidas or Under Armour loyalty. I mean, a kid in the portal is like, are you going to give me 25 minutes a game, 30 minutes a game, and what's my NIL? That's what they care about. Right. So you can recruit and land players out of the portal. You can do that less in high school. And if you're doing that less in high school, then you're dealing with AAU teams less. And if you're dealing with AAU teams less, then you're dealing with shoe companies less. Football, I think it's just a cool factor, you know,
right,
having the Nike swoosh or whatever, having the Nike in the facilities, maybe some cool things, whatever like that. And so I do think all the coaches are happy. From what I understand, that was definitely a preference, certainly of Hugh Freeze, certainly of Bruce Pearl. And I think most coaches were good with making the switch. I'm curious to hear from a monetary standpoint, sort of what the deal looks like. I know that you sort of track some of that and track the numbers. I'm curious sort of what that looks like. I don't know for sure. I'd been told that Under Armour had definitely offered more cash than Nike. Nike came up and I think made it competitive enough where you thought, okay, Nike's not offering quite as much cash, but combined with the Nike brand, combined with the fans that are just going to love Nike stuff and eat it up, then this works for us. That's a big deal. I mean, people don't understand, like, you get this cash from Under Armour or whatever. There were some programs in the athletic department that like still get their own jerseys. Like they're lower programs, but there's some programs that just have to go get whatever. So that is a part of it. The monetary part is a part of it, but I think Auburn's probably banking on the amount of apparel that they can sell should definitely exceed what was happening with Under Armour. And they're going to make a lot of that up. What do you think about that? What's sort of your take on maybe less cash with Nike versus, but maybe fans buying more, a little bit more brand credibility, a little bit more street credibility for having Nike. How do you sort of look at that whole thing?
I think you're kind of spot on with that. I think that just the brand of Nike kind of outweighs that extra bit of cash. And, if we look back to the mid 2010s, 2015, when Auburn re-signed with Under Armour, and a lot of schools are jumping ship from all three companies to a different one. And, you had Under Armour and Adidas who were spending a ton of money on schools, $7, $8, $9, $12 million a year. And then Nike is still over here at $4 or $5 million, because why does Nike have to outpay them? It's Nike. And I think that's tailed off a little bit in the last couple of years, especially after Under Armour, lost their UCLA and Cal and Cincinnati deals that were just exponentially high. And that market's evened out a bit. And I think that, if I had to just ballpark it, I would imagine that the Nike deal might come in at that $7 to $8 million range. And, we'll see when those numbers get released.
So this thing starts in the summer of 25. When do you think, is it July of 25? Is that the first time you're going to see a Nike Auburn shirt on the rack?
Yes. I highly doubt that you'll see anything official from Auburn and Nike until July 1st, 2025. That's typically how a lot of these deals go, that they'll announce it, a couple of months to a year in advance. And then as soon as the transition day comes, it's a big celebration day. You'll get, big pop-up stores around campus or around the state selling all the new merchandise. So I think it's going to be a big deal July 1st.
Yeah. And we'll see. Maybe Under Armour will put some gear on sale. I'm curious about pricing too. I thought that Under Armour stuff became absurdly overpriced. I mean, the thought of buying a game day polo for $80 just blew my mind. I mean, I know it was sort of the thing every year was the new game day polo with Under Armour, but man, I'm covering the team. I'm not buying the apparel anymore, but I just would see that and go, my gosh, you want me to buy one golf shirt for $80? I mean,
and to be fair, the Nike and Adidas stuff is about the same price. I think a Nike polo is about $70, $75, so maybe a little cheaper. The Nike jerseys, on the other hand, are more expensive.
Oh, we lost Clint. Let's see if we can get him back a little bit. We'll give him just a second to hop back on. Yeah, I wouldn't do the polos if I were doing it anymore. Those things were insanely expensive. I just didn't make a lot of sense to me. I am curious about t-shirts. Nike's so good at marketing and copywriting and slogans and stuff. I am curious if Nike does more. Does some more cool t-shirts and stuff like that and designs. I thought the one thing Under Armour did start doing really well is they dove into the retro vault, by the way, getting the licensing and getting access to all the old school logos. It's probably the best thing Under Armour did over the last 2, 3, 4 years was start to pump out t-shirts and hoodies and hats using retro logos. Auburn fans eat that up. That's probably the best thing they did. Basketball, you saw sort of went to an old school Albie logo for some polos at times, and that'd be cool to see football dive into that a little bit too. You've seen a little bit of that in basketball. I'd love to see a football, start to do something more on the jersey, or maybe coaches stuff on the sideline. Maybe they could do an old school A with the eagle on pullovers and stuff like that, the way basketball did on some polos and some games. But I thought that was probably one of the smartest things Under Armour did was dive into those retro logos. A lot of cool stuff. Nike obviously would be crazy to not keep that going. The other thing I'm curious about, and we'll just end it. I'm not sure if we'll get Clint back, but appreciate him joining us. Is now I just lost my train of thought. Oh, whether or not Auburn might do a Bo line of apparel, a Bo Jackson line of apparel. That was one of the things that was rumored for a long time. Was could Auburn do a Bo brand the way there's the Jordan line? And I don't know the realistic there he is. I don't know. Clint, I'm sitting here talking about, and we can end on this. I was talking about one. I was saying, hey, how Under Armour, one of the good things they did was dive into those retro logos and stuff and the way they designed something. That was smart. Auburn fans eat that up. Hopefully Nike continues to produce stuff with retro logos. That's just printing money.
Absolutely.
But then the other thing was, and maybe can they, football sideline, basketball, put that Albie on there. Hopefully Nike will do some football polos and pullovers and stuff that maybe have the A with the eagle, or like it'd be cool to see some of the retro stuff on some football coaches. But you know, it's going to end on this. I was talking about whether or not Nike and Auburn might do like a bow line. There was people that wondered, could they do a bow line like they do a Jordan brand line? Probably not. I mean, you know, it would be so specific to Auburn. Like Jordan's a different thing. I don't really know how that would have worked, but I do think it'd be cool if they could do a bow, and maybe even Charles. Like, could you do a limited time run of shirts or shoes or something next summer to like hype up, okay, we're officially switching to Nike? I think it'd be awesome next summer if you had a limited time run of, you know, Bow Auburn Nike shirts, Bow or Charles Auburn stuff, maybe shoes or whatever it is. And you could charge, boy, there's no telling what you could charge. I mean, you're not going to gouge people, obviously, but you could charge almost whatever you want. People would buy those for a limited time. I think that'd be something pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I do think you'll see something along those lines. You know, the Bow colorway of the shoes that were released a couple of years ago, I think we'll see something like that come back. You know, I think that Auburn is really going to play up the fact that Chuck and Bow can both now wear officially licensed Auburn gear again. Right. And that long-awaited nightmare is finally over for this program. So I think you're going to see that as a big marketing push come next year. And hopefully we do see some interesting merch come out of it as well. I wouldn't be surprised to see that either.
And shout out Tim Cook. I wrote about this over a month ago, but from talking to people, Tim Cook was absolutely instrumental. You know, of course, he's Apple CEO, but he's on the board at Nike. And he made sure that Auburn and Nike like had the meetings and the opportunities and the transparency to get something done, you know, and he was certainly wanted Auburn to jump on board, but he obviously played a big part in making sure that there was never any miscommunication. They were always on the same page. Meetings happened when they needed to happen. Transparency was there, and he was definitely a catalyst, I would say, certainly a facilitator in helping this thing kind of come to fruition. So Tim Cook, shout out as well. As you saw in that John Cohen video, you saw Charles Barkley on the little text, you saw Bo, and you saw Tim, and Tim Cook included in that little promotional video. So he was a big part of it as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that there's just a lot of things that go into something like this. This isn't about what logo do you like better. It's not about who's paying you the most money. It's not about who's going to design the best uniforms. There's so much that goes into this, and having Charles Barkley and Bo Jackson and Tim Cook on board just is nothing but an asset.
Yeah. All right, give your website a quick shout out.
You can always check out the Auburn Uniform Database at auburnuniforms.com. Yeah, big article breaking down all the details about this contract. We'll have more once more information is available, but otherwise the Auburn Uniform Database is home to over 330 years of Auburn athletic uniforms, including an entire history of Auburn and Under Armour uniforms.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm sure people look forward to maybe seeing some mock-ups of Nike stuff or all that good stuff. So, yeah, go check that out. Clint does a great job of diving into all those details, and he loves it. And so go check that out, and you can see some stuff that you won't see anywhere else. All right, Clint, I appreciate it, man. Auburn and Nike's official. I know everybody's happy. Make sure you're a member of auburnlive.com. Go subscribe. Man, literally news breaking while we're recording this. Aiden Holloway going to the portal. I can't do anything these days. I was in the gym when this Nike thing happened, and I get out of the gym and I had a text from two people that were like, hey, might want to get on your computer. Hey, it's about to happen. I'm like, great. This would have been nice if, you know, my gym ended 30 minutes ago, but that's how it goes, man. That's how it goes. All right, that's it. Subscribe to auburnlive.com. Subscribe to the Auburn Live YouTube channel. Go to Clint's website as well. Check out all that good stuff. Appreciate him joining us. I'm Justin Hokanson. We'll see you on the corner message board at auburnlive.com. Check out this podcast and all the others, and we'll see you next time. Bye.